when I spoke to Alan midweek, he said that he was on the firing line for getting rid of some of the ex-K's players. One of them scored today. How much of an impact did they have?
Of course, I had an impact because they were part of the 11 or the 16 that beat us. But I think some of the comments over the last few weeks about, I mean, a lot of people couldn't wait for this game to happen at our club, and I've already said that our fans are absolutely different class, but there is an element that couldn't wait for this game and couldn't wait for us to get beat so that they could literally just throw it back in our faces. And I think it's a complete disgrace and disrespect to the rest of the Met Police squad to say that we lost. And I know that people are saying it, they're saying that we lost because they had Tommy Morris, we got rid of Tommy Morris. They had Potterall, we got rid of Potterall. We got rid of Scotty Corbett, he played well today and was part of the squad that beat us. And I think that's an absolute disrespect to the rest of the team, the likes of Craig Carley, the likes of Greenaway, the likes of Gleddy will come on, the keeper Will Packham, the good lads. And they've got to take a lot of credit for where they are. And I just wonder sometimes about the agenda of some of the people that are making these comments, and they know who they are. And we've done well, to be honest, not to bite. And I demanded that I did the interview today in case Douth did bite, and I don't mind biting on it, because I just wonder what the agenda is of some of these people and what their relationship is with some of the players that have left this club, and what maybe they would like their relationship to be with some of the players that have left this club. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And I think it's disgusting, I really do, that some people would actually go out of their way to look forward to us getting beat. But on the flip side of that, it's very, very important for me to say and for people to realise that the majority of our supporters are excellent. And to have people still say to us today, you're unlucky, we've actually played well, we've actually done all right, the fans deserve a massive pat on the back for that. And let's not forget that the manager in charge now is the manager that took over the fastest sinking ship ever this time last season. And yes, he had to make decisions, and yes, he had to get rid of players that were favourites. And we're great at end of season dues and excellent at karaoke and whatnot, but just don't forget he's the man that kept him in this division, and maybe he just might have turned it around a little bit too quick, because I think we might have started the season a little bit too quick, if you like, or a little bit too well, if that's possible, and now the wheels are slightly starting to fall off a bit. He's coming in for a massive stick, and I think it's a disgrace because the work he does for this club, and a lot of it unpaid, and his own time to raise money for this club, which goes without thanks, is incredible. He's the best manager in this league.